old business now?
I'm sorry?
Oh, excuse me, we got under advisement. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm going ahead.
Go right ahead, you're doing fine.
Just take over, just like you do at home.
You sure? Is that your wish, Rick?
Okay, first case under advisement is case number 10,714. And this is for the variance of 320 feet from the required 800 for the apartment over the garage. That's what the request is.
Gentlemen, I don't recall of any, since that ordinance has been created, I don't know of any that have we approved any? I don't recall any that we've approved over at the 800 square feet.
I don't know that you've had any applications. One or two at the very beginning, and then yeah. It's been a couple of years now. It's very strange.
Yes.
Probably should take that into consideration.
Gabe, how do you, on this case, have any further discussion or how do you feel in this case?
I don't have a problem with it. We have passed them before. I remember we passed one in Millsboro, didn't we?
Do you remember, Susan?
No, off the top of my head. I know there's been one or two approved.
There has been one or two of these approved? Okay. Thank you.
That was square footage.
Other square footage?
800 square feet.
Okay.
Just the special use part for the garage apartment studio. I don't recall the square footage.
Okay.
Yeah, the one in Millsboro was a pool house, as I recall, that somebody converted into turned into a garage apartment.
That's what I meant. We've approved the use. I don't recall of any variances that we've approved.
Footage.
We've pretty much stuck to the 800.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that the rationale for that was that they didn't want the garage apartments to essentially be the size of a second dwelling on the lot. They really wanted it to be kind of an accessory use to the main structure, an in-law or a child or something like that. So I think you have to determine whether or not that increase in square footage kind of undermines that intention.
I think it was to create some affordable rental housing without, because it's, I think it's still clear they don't want two dwellings on a parcel.
No.
And so that's probably, my assumption is that's why the 800 square feet.
Keep it a step down.
Of course, on the other side of that, it's a garage apartment, correct? So, it's stated that way in the ordinance. Is that right?
Yeah, as far as the use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, garage or studio.
So, in this case, it would be less than half, or well, it'd be a little more than half of 800 square feet would be a little more than half of the area of the apartment, correct?
The variance they're requesting is almost half of the allowable, yeah. I just, I know from the past, it's, we've always been cautious of setting a precedent, it makes it difficult. And I know that, I'm sure that's not what they want, but you want some time, more time to think on it?
Yeah, I would certainly like to.
Right now it's for the family member.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When they step out.
It could be for anyone.
For anybody then.
Yep.
And we might be leaving ourselves open a little bit on that, too.
Right.
Or if it's sold, does it follow the property?
Yeah, they run with the land.
They run with the land.
They follow the property, or however you want to say it.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. So, it's where you approve one and such and such, and you approve one, and then
yep.
And then it becomes the old mobile home on less than 5 acres from years ago.
I'm thinking, right?
Motion to table case number 10,714 to our next regular meeting.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,714 until our next regular meeting.
November 1st.
November the 1st. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Table to 11-1.